Last Sunday when I went to church, I said a special prayer for the peace that God has given us in Korea. And above all, I prayed for peace throughout the world. Sitting next to me was a soldier boy, and he overheard my prayer. And with tears in his eyes, he said, "Thank you, buddy. I've just come from over there." And then he said, "This isn't just a story, you see, for I've thought every minute of it." On a quiet Sunday morning, about 4 o'clock, in a place called South Korea, there came an awful shock. The Reds, they had attacked and were heading straight for Seoul. O'er the 38th parallel, enemy tanks did roll. Word came in just 3 days, Seoul it did fall. 60 nations all gave help when South Korea sent the call. Busan, it was next. General Walker gave a cry. He commanded every soldier to either stand or die. Our men, they fought and bled, and some gave their all. But thanks to God for mercy, Busan ne'er did fall. The Reds were driven back, the world it did rejoice. But fighting it continued, the Allies had no choice. After 12 long months of fighting, both sides began to talk. A ceasefire was in order, but the Reds began to balk. It seemed a hopeless case as China entered in. MacArthur was dismissed. There was no hope to win. But things, they soon grew brighter. Again, both sides sat down. After 3 long years of fighting, the Reds, they came around. In a hut in Panmunjom, the armistice was signed. We hope and pray it means real peace, for war is just a crime. We'll long remember Heartbreak Ridge, T-Bone and Bunker Hill, where men fought side by side, and thousands they were killed. Kaesung and Nobaldi, and there on Pork Chop Hill. Give us peace forever, God, if it be thy humble will. Please give us peace forever, God, if it be thy humble will.